J.J. Culver from Wayland Baptist University, an NAIA school about halfway between Lubbock and Amarillo, Texas, scored a colossal 100 points in a single game last December. He became just the second NAIA player ever to hit the century mark in a game. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for the connection information you need at WWIB.com. Culver went 34 of 62 in that 100-point game with 12 three-pointers. And the senior is back with me today on the show. JJ, good to have you on S&C again. A senior winding things down for your college career. What are your short-term and long-term goals?
The goal is coming up short-term. I just want to first, I want to win the conference tournament, the national tournament. Those are some of my goals. And then in the future, my goal is playing NBA. I think it'll be awesome to play against my brother or with them. And just that's always been a dream. So I'm just going to keep working hard towards that. And no matter what happens, I know God's on my side. So I always think, like, no matter what happens, I'm going to be fine because I've always got God. So I always keep that in mind.
Yeah, your brother Jarrett is already in the NBA, a rookie with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And he recently put together a stretch of, 11 double-digit games in a row. So it's pretty good stuff. What has it been like for you to watch your bro up there playing at the highest level?
It's been amazing. I mean, it's a dream come true for him. I mean, we're a close-knit family, so just seeing him make it to the NBA and live his dream, it's kind of like I am too, honestly, just seeing the process and everything he gets to go through, and it's just awesome. I've gone to some of his games. My whole team actually got to go to one of his games, and it was awesome seeing him live his dream.
Yeah, and of course, he was living the dream in college on that Texas Tech team last year that made the Final Four, an amazing tournament for them. What was that like for you and your family to live out that dream with him last year?
Oh, yeah, the Final Four was an amazing experience. It was so fun. I went there with my family. Just seeing Jerry be in the championship game is just like a dream come true, and it was just an amazing experience, and I'm just glad I was able to be a part of it.
Yeah, so Jarrett's up in the NBA. Another brother, Trey, is an NCAA champion in track and field high jumping at Texas Tech and trying to make Team USA for the Olympics this year. Tell me about him. What is it about the Culver family that's produced so many great athletes here?
Oh, yeah. Trey's been doing good. He actually had a meet the other day at Tech, and he jumped really well. So, he's still training. He's going to try to make the Olympics, and he's doing really good, and just my family, they're all doing good. My mom, dad, they keep supporting us. Any games they can go to, they go to. Church track meets, they go to. So it's just a blessing, honestly. Mm.
And your parents pastor church in Lubbock, raised you boys to love God and honor him with your skills. What was their input in your life that you value today?
Man, my parents, they've had such an influence on my life. Just keeping me to always do what's right, and it's just one of the main things they taught me that I think is very important. Just always try to do what's right, and then my dad always says, just always do your best in anything you do, and then you shouldn't be ashamed of anything. Just always do your best and try to get better. It's just some of the things they taught me, both my mom and dad, and just the love they showed is just extremely important to me.
That's great. You were raised in a Christian home, but JJ, you can't live out your mom and dad's faith and their walk with Jesus. You have to own it yourself if it's going to be real, if it's going to be life-changing, make a difference in your life. How are you making that happen there at Wayland Baptist in Plainview, Texas?
Man, it's so crucial. My relationship with God is just so crucial. I mean, I pray every morning. I try to keep my mind right. And again, like I said, just
knowing that God's with me just every day just gives me so much courage to keep moving forward, because I know no matter what happens, like, God's with me, so I'm going to be fine. And that gives me all the confidence to just push forward, go my hardest, and just try to be great at everything I do. So just God being on my side is just one of the best things ever.
Yeah, and you got backup. You got some warriors praying for you at home, right?
Oh, yeah. I definitely have a lot of support from home. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, another All-America season for you at Wayland Baptist. And, in fact, you're up for Player of the Year in the entire NAIA. How big is that? What does that mean to you?
That just means a lot. I mean, I just keep working hard, and I'm just trying to accomplish all of my goals. So it just means a lot to be mentioned.
All right, J.J. Culver on that Wayland Baptist Pioneers men's basketball team had the 100-point game back in December. And, J.J., thanks for coming by again, Sports and Commentary. Great to have you on the show to share your story and talk about Jesus and the difference that he makes in your life. God bless you.
Anytime. Thank you. God bless you, too.